What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Topic of the day, BT and Sal here. Brandon's here, the Sal Licata Show. All right, so let's face it. You guys could keep wasting your time taking aim at, you know, Cashman and Boone. It is so much deeper than that. There's just no way around it. I mean, I would really like to know what some of these people who have been on the Yankee payroll for well over a decade, what they actually do. I'm not sure what Michael Fishman does or Tim Nehring does or... You know, David Oppenheimer, who is in, you know, you've heard his name a ton. He's in charge of the scouting. But I just feel like there's just so much wrong here that, yeah, the front men get blasted. And I understand it. I get it. But to me, there's so much behind the scenes that have just been busted and broken and just poorly constructed for so long. And that's why I look at Hal. Like, I would actually say, all right, Cash, come on in. Hey, Brian, come on, take a seat, buddy. Sit down. Let's talk about some stuff here. And I would have him explain himself. And... to me, it's impossible to justify explaining away the repeat of mistakes. You know, how come we haven't drafted and developed a first baseman? How come we haven't drafted and developed a third baseman? How come, you know, we always have to, during the season, with a payroll that is top three in baseball, go out there and make four moves, five, this year, seven moves? I mean, it's unreal. How have we not done a better job of supporting somebody like Aaron Judge? How have we not done this, Brian? And to me, there's no satisfactory answer. So that's where I am on the Yankees. The Yankees, yeah, I mean, they might blast their way to a wild card and, you know, overwhelm one of these small market teams. Yankees aren't winning the World Series. Not good enough. And they will not be good enough until they decide to really overhaul how they run their team. That's the simple reality. It's maddening, but it's actually easy to identify. It's maddening because it just keeps happening. But at least we can say, and to me, there's nobody who could tell me that that's not accurate. Like, they're trying to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over the same way. It ain't working. Try something else. And that's obviously a deeper off-season conversation. To me, it's wrecking ball time from a front office perspective. Do I think Hal will do that? No, I don't think he will. If I was Hal, would I do that? Yes, I would. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Of course, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. As for those Mets, I mean, they are equally putrid. You know, like, to me, the Mets can't get off the hook here. You know, the Mets have a massive payroll. They were in the NLCS a year ago. The expectations were up the wazoo. They came out and they were playing good baseball. Or the Mets are melting right now. Now, I also think that the Mets will be a playoff team this year. But I also, like the Yankees, don't think they're going to really do anything when they get there. Although, if you ask me, of the two, who's got a better chance to win or to go far? I kind of feel like it's the Mets right now, myself, Because there's no way Lindor is going to be this bad the rest of the way. I mean, if Francisco Lindor plays this way the rest of the season, then it has been, it will equate to an absolute garbage season for Lindor. I mean, we know he hasn't hit for a while. You know what his OPS is in his last 250 at-bats? 650. 650. And the defense, which is always reliable, that's out the window. I know he got hurt, trying to be fair to him, but if you're on the field, you got to play better. And he's looked awful. Juan Soto's had one outstanding Juan Soto month. All right, here comes another flicker, bunch of solo home runs. Maybe he's ready to take off here. But none of the kids have really, truly distinguished themselves. Vientos went in a hole. He's gone. He stinks. Mauricio, I actually like Mauricio, but that ground ball over the weekend, you got to play third base for a team trying to win a pennant. You got to make that play. You know, Nimmo's got a noodle arm in left field. All right, Alvarez has improved his defensive mechanics for sure, but he ain't hitting, so you get nothing out of the catching spot. There's just too many problems here with the Mets, and it starts with the starting rotation. I've always been, even more than Sal, I've been much more of a Senga guy. I mean, Senga looks horrendous. You know, Manaea, it's early. He was very good a year ago. I'm not going to go nuts. But at least it's you've got to pose the question. Remember, when he changed windups for his final 18 starts, that kind of caught the league off guard. I mean, I don't know if this is the case. I'm not sure where he is from a stuff perspective compared to, because he only had a couple of starts compared to last year. But it could be something as simple as the league has caught on a little bit to Sean Manaea. And this, you know, his different, his release point, which is very different. Maybe they've made adjustments. I mean, the league always adjusted, so maybe they're adjusting to him. Montas, forget about Montas. Cut him. Ship him out. Stinks. Batting practice. Not good. And you, of course, you have a problem with Holmes, who is already at his innings limit, has been bad for the last month and a half to 2 months or so, and is not nearly recognizable in terms of the pitcher that he was to start. So, to me, And here's the irony, and I tweeted this before I went on vacation, and I meant it. Like, I really thought that Cashman crushed the trade deadline. I really did. And I thought that Stearns did an exceptional job. Now, just because I tweeted that doesn't mean that I'm right. You know, I do think that Bednar is going to be really good for the Yankees. All right, I know that some of the Met relief, Rogers has been pretty good. You know, Jesse Halsley, all right, a little bit erratic here. And forget about Diaz. I mean, he's been phenomenal. Gives up a home run, whatever. He's a human being. So he's given up one earned run in, 19 or less 20 appearances. It sucks. Bad timing, but you can't go nuts with that. To me, where Stearns missed is he needed to get a starting pitcher. He had to, and he did not. And this is no longer doable. I mean, yeah, this is you know when you're on the highway, it's like rest stop, you know, 31 miles, and you're like, I got to go to the bathroom, or I got enough gas, and you roll the dice, and you're like, all of a sudden, you do have to go to the bathroom, and you got to either pull over or whatever you're going to do, or you run out of gas, and you got to call a service. Like, he misread how far the nearest rest stop is. And I don't know how they work around that unless, and this would get him off the hook because then he could say this was baked into my calculation. Now, a couple of kids got called up to AAA. We know all the names. We've heard them. So if one or two contributes, whether it's, and it's got to be as a star. I don't like the notion. They got enough relief pitching. I don't like taking a kid and when he first gets called up to the bigs, having him change routine. They are starters. Start them. So that's where we are. It is a mess in Yankeeville. It is a mess in Metville. I think both teams squeeze into the playoffs, and I think both teams go home fast. And if I'm Hal, because it's just too early for Stearns, if I'm Hal, I'm taking a wrecking ball, and I'm changing stuff. Finally. All right. That's where we're at here, guys. 888-808-1019. Back to you. Mike is in Rocky Point. Hello, Mike.
Brandon, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's going on? Excuse me.
Yeah, Brandon. Let me thank you so much, man. Seriously. Like, you're one of the few New York sports personalities that truly gets it with the Yankees. Like, and you have over the last, I don't know how many years, like, and you actually call them out, which is Thank you, because I got to think one day, like, how everything you're saying is correct. How wants to win? He just doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't know that Brian Cashman and company, you know, Oppenheimer. How is Oppenheimer? How does he still have a job? 25 years of drafting. We have Judge. Who did you develop?
I know.
Player development down in the minor leagues is abysmal.
It's
awful. Absolutely. You look at Cashman's trades over the years. They call him Cash Ninja on Twitter, but I laugh because I'm like, what trade did he win? You know, he's won a couple, but overall, Cashman, if you get rid of Cashman tomorrow, I assume he hired all these other people.
Yeah.
It helps because then we clean house, like you said. I mean, I am so tired of watching six innings go by and we got two hits. Everything is a launch angle. Everything, you know, like literally batting average should mean something, but it doesn't anymore. Like, you know, if you had some guys that could put the bat on the ball, it would help quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I watch it, but I just wanted to thank you sincerely. I called you and Tiki. I used to live in Marine Park for a couple of years. I was winning handball tournaments down there in your neck of the woods. And, you know, it's handball. A pleasure to hear somebody actually say what I'm seeing. I watch this and it's like, this isn't the Yankees. This hasn't been the Yankees for years.
No, it's not.
You know,
it's not.
And it's a shame. It's unfortunate. Like, it shouldn't be this way.
Well, listen, I appreciate the kind words, Mike, and thanks for making the call. No, this is not the Yankees. It's not the Yankees. Oh, my goodness. It's not going to be an easy fix because I just don't think that Hal's going to hold Brian's feet to the fire. I just don't. And like Brian Cashman, and one thing I've always liked about Cashman, and Sal and I had him on, though that was last summer, right? Yeah. We had him on last year. I had him on, I think Tiki and I had him on before we changed shows here at the Fan. And I know I had him on at least once or twice back in the old days, 1050, the old days. Like and it probably doesn't sound this way. I like Cashman. I think he's honest. Like when you get him on the phone, he doesn't duck. Like, you know, now he's very long-winded, so you got to make sure you're really ready to do the interview or you don't get to all the things you want to hit because you could just go on and on and on. But, like, Cashman's combative. Like, I love it. There's some transparency there. You know, I just – so it's not personal. That goes with it. It's never personal. Or if it was, I would tell you. And in 20-something years on the radio – I've never made it personal. Honestly, I don't even get into personal beefs with people in radio. Like, I just got no interest in that. Doesn't excite me. It doesn't move me. Not interested. I'm just not. But the inability for Brian Cashman to really understand how far they have fallen is beyond confounding and frustrating. Because, now, I would never be so brazen to say that I know more baseball than Brian Cashman. And trust me, I'm very tempted to say that. But I'm not. I'm not. Well, you know what? I'm going to amend it to an extent. He contracts, bylaws, rules, no doubt. General manager, absolute advantage, Brian Cashman. Baseball, absolute advantage, BT. I will say it. All right? I mean, I will say it. But this guy continues to do the same stuff every single freaking year. It is absurd. That's why, like, you know, if you guys missed the start of the show, you're going to want to catch this, whether it's on YouTube with video or, you know, free Odyssey app, social media. I'm saying enough is enough for this. Like, and I haven't really tap danced around any issues at all, but especially Yankee issues. I mean, for years I've been saying this, but this is just like, now this is the end, man. Like, there's nothing else to interpret. It's the third straight year, midseason swoon. It's the same damn song and dance every single year. So I am at my wit's end watching Yankee baseball and seeing them get one hit for the first hour and 10 minutes of a game, or seeing Devin Williams, who is petrified, terrified, to go out there. Oh, Game means nothing. Hey, strikeout. Stunner. Yeah, low leverage, Devin Williams, the man. Matters, he craps his pants. He stinks. He ain't built for this. And we know it. Right? But, like, you get so many variations of bad Yankee baseball. All right, yesterday they have 3 hits against a scrub. Three hits against a scrub. So sometimes, like, they lose that way, right? Then they'll lose where their heads are up their asses on the bases or on defense. Then they'll lose another night where the script is bullpen malfunctions. They lose every kind of way. You know, and when you have that, you're not a good team. Let me ask you this. Let's take our home. Obviously, we all have different homes, but like if I say to you, hey, is your home in good shape? I know there's so many variables. When was it built? Whatever. But just loose interpretation. Hey, Dove, how's your home holding up? Dove, everything okay at home? Everything working for the most part?
Thank God.
Okay, good. Now, if you were to say to me, no, it's been, and how, do you know the year it was built roughly and how long have you been there?
1920.
1920?
Yeah.
What? Before the Depression? God bless you. I don't know. It's still standing, but all right. So it's got good bones. All right. Good for you. And you've been there forever, I'm sure. But let's say it wasn't 1920. It was a little bit more current. And Dove's like, yeah, no, it's great. You know, it's still good. Once in a while, little issue with the pipes here and there, but all in all, it's really good. Like, okay, that's one little teeny tiny issue that sprouts up every once in a while. It's not that the floors are caving in and the ceiling is caving in and the water is busted. And like, it's not a list of 7 things that are wrong with the house. There's like 7 or 8 things wrong with the Yankee house. So if you have that much wrong with a house or a home, how could it be a good home? How? It's not. What you do is you take a wrecking ball, you smash it to smithereens, and you build a new one. In a modern vision. That's what I'm saying. Right, Dove?
You can't find that chestnut wood anymore. I'm not so sure.
All right, let me get Caesar out in Dallas, Texas, Free Odyssey app. Caesar, what's going on, man? How you been?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, first, before I get started, thank God Jackson Dart played well today. Could you imagine if we came in and Jackson Dart, you know, went 5 for 13 with 2 picks.
I don't think it would have mattered that. I mean, some people would have hijacked it. I would not have. I can't control what people think. I wouldn't have been incredibly alarmed. But yes, it feels better to get a little good news with the football stuff over the weekend. Yes.
And look, let's talk about the Yankees. And I think Judge has already caught some strays here. But, you know, and I want to separate Judge the player from Judge the captain. Yep. Obviously, he's a player. He's probably the best player in baseball. As a captain, I'm just not seeing it. I mean, there's just... I watch other teams play. I've been watching a lot of Padres games lately. My girlfriend's a Padres fan. They make the base running mistakes. They turn the camera in the dugout. 2 or 3 players will go up to that player and ask him what the hell he was thinking. You know, there's accountability. I don't see that.
Yeah, how about a World Series the Padres win? I mean, we could cherry pick and sit here all day and say Judge is not a great captain, and it's very hard to actually quantify that. But the Padres are not exactly the bastion of greatness here.
No, but what I'm saying is there's accountability, or at least there appears to be.
Yeah, but where's it get him? I'm saying, where's it get him?
Well, I get it, but there's still more to the story. I mean, it even goes back to when we played Boston in the playoffs and we won Game 1, yep. And Judge is playing the boombox outside of their dugout with, you know, New York, and then what happened in that series? They lost the series.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but a lot of this comes on his shoulders. And I don't want to make this about all Judge.
But you just did.
But I mean, I'm not making it about all of them. I just don't think he's a good captain.
Well, that's fair enough.
I love him on my team.
I hear you.
I just don't think he's a good captain.
They don't have any dogs, man. I mean, we could cut to the chase. Caesar, thanks for the call. I mean, captain, great captain, okay captain, this, that. Bottom line is they got poodles. They got poodles who trot out, don't want to get their little paws wet or muddy. You know, they got the little diamond collar. You know, mommy's sticking them in the pocketbook purse. I still make my wife still. I still don't know the difference. Pocketbook purse, whatever it is, you're sticking a little poodle in the purse so they don't get the elements. Got to keep my little Fifi or Fufu nice and clean. I'm dead serious, man. The Yankees are poodles. Give me somebody who wants to bite somebody's leg off. They are soft. Now, is that Aaron Judge's fault? There's no way I'm dropping that at his doorstep. No way. I think the Yankees take too many chances on dumb players. Players who aren't all in. They certainly don't develop, which means, and I don't even think that they quite identify enough hard scrabble type of players. I mean, if we're saying this is Aaron Judge's fault, I mean, we are wildly missing the mark. And I don't really place a ton of value in the baseball captaincy. You know, I mean, David Wright, terrific captain, and he was more fiery than Judge. Mattingly was a captain by example, and he would pull you aside and check you. Keith was fiery. Let's talk about Lindor being a captain. I don't know. I mean, he's always smiling. You want your captain always smiling? I don't know. It just depends what you're looking for. The bottom line is, it's not Judge's fault. Without Aaron Judge, this team would be absolutely, utterly unwatchable. BT and Sound on the Fan, 888-888-808-1019 is the number. Hey, Dove, why don't you tell me a little later, buddy? Been off a week, a little rusty. Going to break here. Hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. I have my glasses on. Make sure I got the right stuff here. Oh, God, I played some bad golf when I was away. All right, hey, this summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball Primo Brands. With Primo Brands water delivery, you get premium hydration from trusted brands like Poland Spring, Pure Life, and Saratoga. And it's right to your door delivered. Stock up for game day or just keep everybody hooked up and refreshed, still sparkling or flavored. Something for everybody. And the best part, you call the shots. Whether you need a couple of cases or a full week's supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. So, step up to the dish, hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right. There's a lot of yelling today here. 1227 back on the Fan. BT and Sal, let's get back to these calls. By the way, the Jets and the Giants are up there as well. They hit them a little bit, but clearly a massive baseball day. And before we get back to the phones, meat of the order time for the Yankees yesterday. This could be quick. Nothing really. So Ben Rice, one hit in the two spot. Judge, 0 for Belly, 0 for Chisholm had a hit. Dominguez, 0 for 2. Yankees, 3 total hits. So just not a lot on the grill for the Yankees offense at all. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. Roger in Tampa Bay wanted to jump in on the Mets via the Free Odyssey app. What up, Rog?
How you doing, brother? BT, hey. What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I listen every single day. I haven't called since Joe Beningo and Steve Summers on the overnight.
Wow.
But I'm chomping at the bit. Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit with all this Mets stuff. You know, I'm an avid fan. I watch every night. But, you know, watching these pitchers go 4 or 5 innings. Manaea, he looks burnt out by the 4th inning. I know he's just coming back.
Yep.
Beatty yesterday had a double play. If you were watching the game, he could have turned 2. He foiled that. You have Vientos, hands of stone at third base. Nimmo in left field. He was playing short left field and threw a 2-hopper to third base. It's just unwatchable at this point. And then to top it all off with that, BT, to top it all off, you know, I'm almost having Frank the Tank moments here. You know, to top it all off, you got Nimmo, Lindor smiling and hugging at shortstop. And it's just, I can't take it anymore. I miss old school baseball. Like I said, I watch baseball. I played baseball for years. Mm-hmm. And watching this play and laughing and smiling with the way things are going is just horrendous.
Well, I mean, old school baseball for the most part is gone, but there are teams, and one of them is the Brewers. And the Astros are another team. Both teams.
BT.
Yeah.
BT. The Brewers ran us out of the building.
Yeah, they did.
And that starts from the top.
Embarrassed
sir. That starts from the top.
Yep.
They ran us out of the building, and that starts from the top. Our guys jog down the first. The only time Nimmo hustles down the first, well, he hustles all the time.
Yeah, Nimmo plays hard.
Nimmo plays hard. I'll give him that.
Yep.
But he starts out 0-2 every at bat.
If he didn't play hard, I mean, he pretty much have no value at this point. Thanks for the call. I get it. I'm frustrated, man. Yeah, I mean, Nimmo is just, he is who he is. Like, you know, he's been around for a while, doesn't have a horrendous contract, doesn't have a good one, you know, not good enough to be batting in the top 4 slots for a team trying to win a World Series. You know, I think if Nimmo's a 6 hitter, I think you got something really cooking there, you know. But that play to left field, and I forget who was on first base, you just don't see that often. And he was not particularly deep. And the ball was not a little looping loper where the runner just made this great read. It was, you know, base hit to left field, fairly on the screws. And boom, from first to third base with the ball in front of you. You know, in terms of, with the play in front of you, I should say, from Nimmo's perspective. And it wasn't even close. Safe. So nobody respects his arm. You know, Mullins, listen, they had to do something. And, you know, we'll see. I know he had his first RBI over the weekend, then he hit a home run. And he's certainly a good outfielder. We'll see what he does the rest of the way. But, you know, whether it's Mauricio, and I like Mauricio. I'm not trying to bag on him. But that's a play that you got to make at third base. I know it's an in-between hop. You either go get it or you lean back and you lay back and get the long hop. He's got to figure that out. I mean, I can tell you what you should or shouldn't do based on the two options. You go attack it or you lay back and you get the short versus the long hop. Yeah, anybody can say that on a microphone. But you're a major leaguer. You got to make that play in a big spot, man. And if he's not playing there, Vientos isn't making that play. You know, Beatty, who's functional at second base, playing out of position a little bit. Like, he's just not a pure second baseman. You know, Pete has made some great saves, and he's worked hard to become a competent first baseman, made a snag on that bullet off of Diaz. I think, was that to end the eighth? Yeah. To end the eighth. It was a line drive down the line when Diaz came in to clean up. But I also thought that, you know, the base hit before, or the ball before that, all right, hit hard, tricky hop, knock it down. Like, you just got to make these plays. Mets get nothing from catcher. Their starters go 4 innings every night. Bullpen shot. Come on. And by the way, I did not agree with Mendoza's explanation. And the way he dismissed it, I'm like, wow. Not that he was rude, but I'm not trying to frame it that way at all. But it was almost like he didn't necessarily buy into the validity of the question. When Marte got thrown out at home plate to end the game, you know, he was asked, I don't know who asked him, but about Acuna. And he's like, no, I never, whatever he said. it was dismissed pretty abruptly. And I'm like, no, you messed up. Marte should have been out of the game, and Acuna should have been on the bases. And guess what? If he was, safe. Safe. And the fact that he said he didn't even consider it, either he's, and I don't know, I can't get inside of his mind, he's either lying or he just doesn't know baseball the way he needs to know baseball. I know Marte is not, you know, some 250-pound catcher on the bases. You know, he was an amazing athlete at one point. And he's still pretty good. He ain't Acuna, who's in his early 20s, who runs like the wind. I didn't even think about it. Well, why not? That's your job to think about it. Let me get Van on Staten Island. Van. Hello, Van.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, bud?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Honestly, you took all the points I wanted to say. The Yankees are soft. There needs to be a change at the top. And they need to do what the Jets did with Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, but see, it's not
bring like a culture change, you know, a tougher mentality on the players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, no, I got what you're saying. But to me, and listen, if they don't make the playoffs, they probably will change the coach or the manager. I mean, Aaron Glenn is the head coach. I mean, what I'm saying today is that the Yankees need to change so many things above the coach. Like, it's not a full exoneration of Aaron Boone, but it's an acknowledgement that there are bigger problems more than him. That's just my opinion, and I've always said that. Again, Damon Oppenheimer has been running the scouting system. I don't know if he started running it in 01, but he's been in the scouting department since 2001. What do we always complain about with the Yankees? They don't draft and develop anybody, you know, position players outside of Judge. And it's true. Well, why the hell not? I'd love to get Damon Oppenheimer on the show. Call in. Tim Nehring, I don't know, VP of baseball operations. What is his job? Fishman. He's the assistant GM. The heck does he do? Love to get him on the show. Like, what do they do? Huh? Bruce in Flushing disagrees with me about the Yankees, which should be interesting. I mean, go ahead, Bruce. What's happening, buddy?
Some point, what'd you say? All of them, but some point.
Okay.
Under player development, let's look what just happened in training deadline. You traded 10, 11 minor leaguers for 7 ball players at the trade deadline where the prices are higher without basically touching the top prospects.
Uh-huh.
So, evidently, other major league teams like the farm guys. That's number one.
Now, hold on a second. Wait, because we're going to do a little counter here. I have a conversation. So, I tweeted before I went on vacation. I think that I thought he crushed it with the pitchers he brought in. Okay. However, that is separate from the fact, Bruce, that with a payroll of $300 million, you need to go out and get 7 new people on a 25-man roster.
But that's not the player development. That's Brian Cashman.
I understand that, but Brian Cashman's the head guy.
Right, but you said Damon Oppenheimer. Listen, Cashman doesn't scout these guys. Oppenheimer does.
I understand that.
So
no, but hold on, Bruce. Let me ask you this: do you think the Yankees scout and draft and develop position players well? Yes or no?
Well, if you look at the last couple of years, they've done better.
Yes or no? Bruce, you've been doing this a long time. You're a big time. Yes or no?
I'm giving you an answer. They haven't done it. They've done it bad in the past. Oh. But if you look at this team, you have a first baseman in Rice who's potentially a pretty good player.
If he could ever learn how to play first base, they have a first baseman. He stinks at first base.
Okay, well that's coaching rather than the talent. Volpe, as bad as he has been at times fielding, no question about it.
Yeah.
He's a shortstop who's going to hit 20 home runs and about 60-70 RBIs.
And he's going to lead baseball in errors. I mean, come on. Let's be fair about this, Bruce.
I understand that. I'm not saying he's perfect, but that's more than some other guys have developed.
Hey,
number three?
I mean, listen, Bruce. I gotta be honest. I am very surprised by how soft you're being on the Yankees here.
Well, I'm not being so nice. I'm saying on Hoppenheimer. Now, I'll tell you where I'm harsh on is Cashman. How much dead money on this roster is that? 30, 40, 50 million?
No, it's insane, isn't it? It's crazy. I know. Okay.
Now, here's a question for you.
Yep.
Does Hal have the guts? Let's say, because to me, you're looking at this Yankee team, they're not making the playoffs. And I agree with you on that. So we know Boone's going to be gone.
Well, by the way, I said I still think that they can, you know, squeeze in a Walker, not winning the division, but any keep
going. I think they're not going to make the playoffs.
They might not. No, there's a good chance they don't.
Now, we know Boone will probably be the sacrificial lamb. Does Hal have the guts to fire Cashman?
I don't think it's. Listen, I wouldn't use the word guts because I don't think it's that, Bruce. And thank you for the call. Let's say the Yankees fall short. At that point, I believe that they would move on from Aaron Boone. Whether it's right or wrong, they would move on from him. Do I think that he would fire Brian Cashman? No, I don't. It's not a guts thing. To me, it's more a familiarity thing. How, see, when you start hiring general managers, you've got to interview 3, 4, 5 people. It's a job, man. And if you've got somebody that you trust and you're familiar with and has won a lot for you, even though most of it's back in the day, I don't know how motivated you are to now flip that. So I don't know if it's a guts thing as more as it would be just the emotional and the physical investment in time and all that stuff to sever that relationship and start over. Unless you know, Omar or Sabian, somebody who was already there. I don't know. But no, I do not think that he would fire Cashman. I would. I don't think that he would. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Sal is off. We'll get back to these calls. A little Jets and Giants stuff as well. Got you till 2. Then it's Evan Atiki on the Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, 12:46 back on the Fan, BT and Sal. So Sal is off, back tomorrow. So I'm on vacation last week, right? And Sal Street, we were texting about a few things, and he said, hey, Mike invited us to play golf, like he did a year ago. Mike Francesa. I'm like, that's phenomenal. And it looks like it's going to be, I just got to make sure I can make it happen. And then, but then I got to tell you my dilemma, right? So it would be, if this goes off, it would be myself and Sal, Big Mike and Recco. That's a hell of a foursome. That's a blast. Be a lot of fun. I don't know how much more I could subject myself to this golf thing. I just don't know anymore. For those of you who don't know, the very quick version, like, I didn't start playing golf until after college. And if you don't play until that point, you're never going to have a pure swing. You're just not. And I'm coming from the baseball field. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me try to jack everything 300 yards. And when I would catch one on the screws, I would bang it, you know. But I was just a mess. I never really learned how to hit mid-irons pure. You know, I could putt and chip. So if I hit a long drive and putt and chip, probably whatever, just soft hands, I guess, which I still do have. That's like one thing I'm fully confident in. I could score a little bit. Then I hurt my back and I had surgery. So it's just been a ridiculous winding road. And I was playing golf left-handed because I was a lefty hitter. And then years later, I was playing up at New York Country Club, nice course, up in Rockland County, right? Off the Palisades, I think that's exit 11, really sweet track. I used to play there all the time, and I'm playing. I'm like, God, I'm just hitting my buddy Dan. Yo, my back, something is not right. And, of course, this is 2008 or so, and so I'm still young. I'm, you know, invincible, sucking down Motrin, just play. And what do you know? Before you know it, I'm like, I can't swing lefty anymore, so I start to swing right-handed. And that made it worse. I have surgery, and I'm out of... Then I don't play for about 5 years. Then I have back surgery. So now I have, like, kind of, like, willed myself back to play a little bit. But the problem is, and, like, because I look at, like, Recco and Boomer and Gio on this incredible... I mean, they're playing, what, Spyglass and Pebble Beach? My God bless them, man. My God, God. But I am so... And this is just... This is sad. I'm so unconfident in my golf game that I really don't want to see, I don't want anybody to see me play. So, like, I get to the first tee, and I rush, and I look around, and I'm like, oh, God, there's people there. And then a few people recognize you. Now, what they don't know is that I'm trying to play right-handed. But I just look like a complete dweeb. I look like an absolute loser. Like a physical zero as an athlete. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, if they could only see me hit fungos where I look like a fluid ex-athlete, right? Right. So I'm saying, number one, I got to make sure I can get the time off. Number two, I would love to hang with Mike and Sal and Jerry. But, like, at what cost? Because then I know, Recco. Recco's a great guy, but, Boomer and Gio, hey, how do they swing the sticks? You know, BT's got to crush the ball. No. And then you get the scout report from Jerry, and then it's a mockery on the morning show. Like, they don't talk about me enough. Like, I honestly really want to go, but yet I don't, and it sucks.
You have time. You can't go out on the course.
I don't have time. What time? What? I got time.
Go out and play. Get better.
Dove, have you ever played golf?
No.
Okay, Dove. I appreciate the sentiment. I'm not trying to cut you down. I do. You don't get better in golf in 3 weeks. Now, it's crazy.
It's a mental thing, though, because you're afraid of how you play.
I am. No, I'm mentally paralyzed.
You've got to get some confidence back. That's all.
I don't have time. And I don't even have a course anymore. The country club I used to belong to closed. So, like, and the best part about that, it was in the neighborhood. So I can go, like, after the kids' games, practices, I could go hit balls and at least get in a rhythm and, like, jump out, play the back nine at 7 o'clock at night. This trip that I went on, I played once with my buddy Frank about 5 weeks ago, and then I played this week. I wish I was good in golf. I am envy. I'm not very envious of many people with anything, but when I see somebody step up there and smoke one, like especially in the iron, because I blasted enough drivers over the years to be like, all right, I mean, at least I know when I get one, which is one every six. I mean, I could bang it out there still, even as a righty. But, like, they just walk up with this confidence, thwack. And you know that sound with an iron. You get the divot flies. That's what it sounds like. Not mine. Mine's like a clunk fest. So, you know, I don't know. I got to see if I'm going to make this happen. Curious what Mike's swing looks like. How do you think Francesa? I think my scout report on Mike, if I had to take a guess, though, I would say that Mike's swing is a little ugly, I would have to guess. But I would also think that Mike is a pretty competent player. Number one, it's his track, so he's going to know every nook and cranny. Number two, he's got time on his side. Number three, he's been playing for a long time. Number four, he's got money. So he could take a million lessons over the years. He's had money forever. I think if you see Mike on the range, you're like, I think at the end of the day, you're like, no, he shot a, I don't know, 89 or a 91. Like, I think it's going to be good or better than you would think. I'm interested to see if I go. I think Recco's solid. I'm very curious what Sal does on a golf course. You know, the way he talks about it. I think he could be okay from what he says. He doesn't play much at all. But, I mean, think about that. It's something as simple as going out, having a couple of drinks with, you know, three good people in my industry, and it's like I'm paralyzed with fear. Honestly, what the hell is wrong with me? Ah, it's such a loser with golf. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, Dove, did you have anything? Were you going to say something there?
Just get what? Over it. Get out there.
Dude, you're a man. See, you, yeah, I am, but you have no idea, and I appreciate you trying. There's nothing anybody could say, because no matter what happens, I'm going to go out there, like, you know, and I'm so fragile. It's so weird. The first swing, if I had, and like, I played, what, four rounds? Like, couple of rounds I was okay, couple rounds I was just disgusting, and I'm so fragile where that first swing on the range, if it's a good one, I'm like, all right, here we go. If it's a bad one, you would think it's the end of the world. I'm like, oh, God, how do you grip this? I've got 9 million thoughts in my head, and I'm absolutely cooked. Done.
You had a couple of rounds that were good?
Like, I shot one of my front nine one day. I shot a 44, so, and the slope was like 135. It wasn't an easy course. But it's just the fluctuation. Listen, here's the difference. I'm not one of these guys because I don't play enough and I've had surgeries. I'm fine with where I am, all right? Like, physically. I just keep plowing through. I'm not going to quit. I don't need to be great. I don't even need to be good. But what I can't have happen publicly, which always happens, is to have these wild fluctuations. I mean, I'm telling you, I hit a couple of shots over these 4 days. Some of these balls, no joke, no exaggeration, it defied physics. Like, now, again, playing righty, so like a couple of balls, like I hit, if I'm a righty batter, it went in the first base dugout, like not even straight. Almost one ball I hit, it actually went, and I was a vicious swing with my driver. It went 1 inch. I mean, it's just, I mean, you have to see it. Honestly, it's a comedy routine. It really is. All right, 888-808. You know, getting it out, I guess, is cathartic, I guess. But, man, I just wish I was okay. Somebody help me, please. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Back to the calls next. Evan Atiki coming up at 2.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.